Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And the WBO.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Pedro Fernandez.
Hail to the king, baby.
Never took a dive in my life. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome live worldwide to Ring Talk. Of course, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, and I mean undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And straight up, got a live program for you tonight. We're going to talk a lot about HBO politics. And what does that mean? Well, of course, HBO is the parent company or one of the companies of Time Warner. And, of course, they are the premier purveyor of the world of boxing when it comes to television. But, you know, their product's fallen on the wayside in the last 11 years, especially since Lou DiBella, then the vice president, the man that created Boxing After Dark, of course, that great series, the concept of matching two hungry fighters of equal ability against each other late at night on HBO back in 1996, started, of course, at the L.A. Forum with Kennedy McKinney defending the IBF and losing the IBF 122-pound title, the future superstar Marco Antonio Barrera. Anyway, lots of HBO news in the air, of course. Ross Greenberg fired and never thought he deserved a job to begin with. He was a guy in the truck, okay? A guy in the truck was promoted over Lou DiBella. Lou DiBella is a Harvard graduate and a boxing genius, so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about that. There's a cancer on the HBO boxing program. Remember Jim Dean, James Dean, the aide to President Nixon back in 1972 when he said to the president, there's a cancer on the presidency? Well, right now there's a cancer on HBO boxing. We'll discuss that in depth after this break. Tonight we'll talk with Manny Caballero. We'll talk MMA, lots of MMA news tonight with my man Slammin' Sammy Perez. And I've got a host of other things to talk about, of course. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Let it be for real.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol's CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Before I get back to kicking A,
Don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check the clocks, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And, of course, lots of things talking about in the world of boxing, especially in last week, the firing. They said they didn't renew his contract. Same thing as fired him. I'm talking about Ross Greenberg, a guy that was a promoter from the truck, a guy that was pushing buttons in the production truck at HBO. In other words, let's go to camera angle number 4. Let's go to camera angle number 5. Hey, Larry, you made a mistake during that last speech. Regurgitate that. Bring it back up once again and make sure that you said that Ali was a winner and not Norton, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what Ross Greenberg did for a living. That's what he did as far as producing HBO boxing was concerned. So back in 2000, early 2000, Lou DiBella, a Harvard graduate, and of course the man that was the vice president of HBO boxing, the man that brought us Boxing After Dark, he's one that brought all this youth and vigor and this animation to these board meetings, of course, which these old waspy guys wanted to have nothing to do with. I mean, they didn't want this young guy in the room. They just wanted to rule things like they've been ruling them for the past 100 years, you know, with an iron fist. Anyway, so DiBella ends up getting the boot, and Ross Greenberg ends up getting Luseth Abraham's position as HBO CEO. Now, according to what I've been told, HBO's then CEO Seth Abraham told Lou DiBella there's no upward mobility available for you in this company because I'm the CEO and I'm going to be here for quite a while. Well, 3 weeks after DiBella announces resignment or is resigning and going into private business, all of a sudden the job was available, and guess who got it? The button pusher, Ross Greenberg. Now, I'm not trying to say anything bad about either guy. I'm just trying to say this: there was some favoritism involved here. And whether they're of the same ethnic group or religion, whether that has anything to do with it, I don't know. All I'm just trying to say, point out the facts. All right, subject number 2. HBO has a boxing cancer. I'm talking about there's a cancer growing on the presidency. Those are the famous words of John Dean, a member of President Nixon's cabinet that he spewed during the Watergate hearings back in the early 1970s, of course, at which it led to the resignation of the 36th, 37th president of the United States, Richard Nixon. At HBO Boxing, there has been something similar festering in HBO's underbelly at the offices at 1100 Avenue of the Americas in New York City since the year 2000. First of all, HBO Kerry Davis, vice president, is a man who, like Muhammad Ali once said about me, hey, you're not as dumb as you look, okay? But with a lawyer's education, this African-American took over the boxing end of as vice president of HBO Sports 11 years ago when Lou DiBella was shown the door. With the beautiful family that has been featured in national publications and that lofty gig at HBO, of course, I mean some great lunches, Davis has had the world in his hands. When I say the world, I also mean the world of boxing, as Davis has been given a horse akin to Secretariat when he took over for DiBella in 2000. But two guys can't ride the same horse. Truth be told, Secretariat, the greatest racehorse in the history of thoroughbred racing, couldn't have won the Triple Crown with two men on his back. The same can be said for HBO Boxing, as Davis has aligned himself so closely with manager Al Heyman, who handles Paul Williams and Andre Berto, just name a couple of members of his flock. He's also African-American. Managers have come to me and asked if they thought it was wise to cut Allen on their fighters for 10 points, which in the boxing vernacular means 10% of their fighters. One Texas manager prominent, been in the business for about 25 years now. He told me that HBO wouldn't even return his calls. When he means HBO, he's talking about Kerry Davis. He went on to ask me if I had Big Al's phone number, stating that, quote, they, HBO, meaning Kerry Davis, aren't dealing with anybody but Heyman. Well, that's not 100% correct, for Davis did sign a sweetheart deal with Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions, and that irked a lot of people, including Massa Bob Arum, the head of the Top Rank Promotions, which was commonly referred to back in the 1980s as the Top Rank Plantation, this by the extraordinary and eccentric writer Malcolm Flash Gordon. Put it simply, Hamer is a tumor that is malignant. There's no question that without Heyman calling the shots for them, the aforementioned Andre Berto and Paul Williams, the pair would have never made the kind of money they have. Both have reaped million-dollar purses from HBO through Heyman's relationship with Kerry Davis. Again, for the record, both Davis and Heyman are African-Americans. Berto, a B-plus fighter at best, showed his limitations time and again while appearing exclusively on HBO. The same can be said for Paul Williams. Berto Williams and the Davis-Heyman connection. Berto illustrated that, more or less, he just didn't have what it takes when he was gifted a 12-round decision, a 12-round decision with Luis Collazo a few years ago. Williams also has a questionable call when he outpointed Sergio Martinez in their first outing. Of course, Martinez is now the world middleweight champion. Now, neither Davis nor Heyman picked the judges, but Heyman's guys always got the edge. I believe because they were considered, quote, the house fighters, unquote, meaning they and their manager, Al Heyman, were attached to HBO by the hip with Kerry Davis. Okay. The icing on the cake, to my mind, was the Martinez-Williams rematch of last year. After Kelly Pavlik three times pulled out of fights with Sergio Martinez, take that back with Paul Williams, the Youngstown, Ohio native decided to instead fight Sergio Martinez. A huge mistake on his part is Bob Arum and company, they thought that Martinez, you know, would lick Pavlik, would be able to survive Pavlik and be beaten by Pavlik handily. Instead, Martinez licked Pavlik like a postage stamp in a 12-round romp. Soon thereafter, the rematch between Martinez and Williams was proposed, and Sergio, now the reigning and undisputed world middleweight champion, was in a great, great position. Or was he? While I've applauded Ludabella in the past for being a boxing genius to many, I was perplexed that Sergio, his guy, the world middleweight champion, would get less money than Williams for their second go-around. As it turns out, this had more to do with the seemingly incestuous relationship between Kerry Davis and Al Heyman than it did with DiBella's boxing acumen. The only way Martinez and DiBella could secure the second fight with Williams, once the most avoided boxer in the game, was to take less money, again, as Heyman's guy was a house fighter here. Most devastating knockout in recent boxing history. The end result of the Martinez rematch was Sergio knocking Williams out with such devastation, something boxing fans in recent times have never seen. With the referee counting to 500 and Williams still prone, one would think a tune-up would be in order. Instead, Heyman, being the boxing genius that he isn't, acted like a farmer intent to get every drop of milk out of his cow. He puts Williams in with unbeaten, and he's a good fighter. I'm talking about the southpaw, Arislandy Lara. And again, it was the most objected to scoring fight in recent boxing history. The majority decision given to the beaten to a pulp Williams, which caused such a roar amongst boxing fans and the media that the New Jersey Athletic Control Board, or aka the New Jersey Athletic Commission, their chief Aaron Davis, suspended all three judges indefinitely. HBO's Judge Harold Letterman on our show last Saturday, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, he said, quote, I watched the fight three times. And I couldn't score it any differently than 9-3 in rounds for Lara. End of quote. Well, okay. Letterman is not a house guy or a shill. He's a straight up guy. There's nobody more honest in my mind than Harold Letterman. There is a cancer growing, all right. In closing, like John Dean said about the 37th president of the United States, there is a cancer growing in HBO boxing. And it is a team of Kerry Davis and Al Heyman. Time Warner, the parent company of HBO, it would behoove them to remove Davis from power and take away that siphon off his gravy train of cash that he has fed Al Heyman and his fighters with for like almost 11 years now. More than anything else, HBO and Time Warner need a corporate oncologist, straight up. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Slammin' Sammy Perez talks MMA next. I'm probably going to do a lot of questioning of Slammin' Sammy, but if you want to give us a call, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the fabulous Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-945-4637. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
Vince Kim trying to keep him in close.
That's it.
Eating him. That's it. And excited here at ringside.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
Remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Call me Superfly. Call me what you want. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. And, of course, I appear twice weekly on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as around the world on the fabulous Internet. Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and of course, Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And beginning next week, we will broadcast live on Facebook. So we have a live video and audio broadcast. We'll air live from the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios on Facebook beginning next Thursday night. All right, so we've got my man Slamming Sammy Perez on the line from Bethlehem, PA. He is our MMA expert, of course. What's on, Sam? What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Joe, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Nothing. I got word from Dana White that Brock Lesnar's recovering well and that he'd be ready to fight possibly in January.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, let's face it, Dana White has probably got the best doctors treating Brock right now. And the one positive when it comes to Brock Lesnar is we're talking about a world-class athlete here. So, you know, while what he's suffering from is quite serious, it helps that he was in the best shape possible.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit to Strikeforce. Kung Lee, former Strikeforce champion, now 39 years old, last fought a year ago. Of course, he's been doing those Kung Fu Bruce Lee type of movies over in the Orient. He wants to return on the November 19th show in San Jose, California. He would like to go to the UFC, as would Alistair Overeem, but the UFC doesn't want to mix fighters together yet. They want to keep the two brands separate. Do you think Kung Lee's got much of a future at the age of 39? He's only lost one fight, but he started late in his life. But is he got anything left?
It's difficult to say, Pedro. With, you know, Kung Lee, like you said, as far as MMA is concerned, he hasn't had a long career, and he doesn't take a lot of punishment in the last few years because he does venture into other avenues such as movies. However, the fact that he does have all these other extracurricular activities makes you wonder, I mean, how much, while it's not hurting him physically, how much is it hurting him as far as a fighter? I mean, you said it yourself, the guy is 39 years old. It's not like he's 29 years old. And while every time he does train for a fight, he comes in fit, he comes in ready, and he looks phenomenal every time he fights, you know, it's just hard to maintain that level, especially at a, you know, growing age. Now, I don't mean to babble on here, but you brought up Alistair Overeem. The big news in MMA this week is that Alistair Overeem, the Strikeforce heavyweight champion, is injured and out of the heavyweight tournament that Strikeforce has going on. Semifinals are coming up in September, and he was supposed to face Antonio Silva. You were inquiring as to whether or not Antonio Silva has a legitimate shot in this tournament, and I said he does. I think it's even greater now that Overeem is out.
I would agree that Silva is the overwhelming favorite at this point in time. I mean, with Overeem not being able to fight and him coincidentally getting hurt, he said he could fight in October, and Showtime said they had no dates in October for a Strikeforce card, so he either had to go in November, in September, he would have to go next year, and he was just pulled out of the tournament by Scott Coker, who still runs the Strikeforce. A couple other things before we get going. I want to mention a couple of professional wrestling moves. TNA's Jeff Hardy, of course, he's supposed to go to court. He's been on trial for 2 years, or he's been charged for 2 years for methamphetamine possession, cocaine possession, possession of somas. I mean, he was got all these heavy felonies going against him, and I think this is in North Carolina. His sentencing date has been moved to September 8th. And another guy, I know that you remember him. I'm talking about the great Bruno Sammartino. Of course, he's always been a pain in the butt when it comes to wrestling politics, but there's a documentary that they've been working on for about 3 or 4 years. It's going to be completed in September. It should air in early January or February on some type of cable entity. But the feature film, Home Alone, in which is the subject matter is Bruno Sammartino and his parents. I don't know why him and his parents are part of a movie plot. But anyway, that's supposed to start production in early 2012. And the reason why both these movies have been so slow to get off the ground is that Bruno's a pain in the butt, and he wants no Hollywood to have any part of this. So both of these have to be independent films because he wants to have total control over what's said. What do you think about that, guys? Is that too much of a control freak?
Well, the thing with Bruno Sammartino, and before we even get into him, is I'm surprised that you even mentioned his parents. Are his parents still alive? Because Bruno Sammartino, he's got to be pushing
70.
You know, 75 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, so if and he's always kept himself in phenomenal shape, but obviously his parents must do the same if they're still alive. But it's because of his age and because of the time period that he was brought up as far as pro wrestling is concerned, that he has this attitude towards the genre today. And, I mean, it's understandable to a point. I mean, he grew up in a different period. However, a lot of the old-school wrestlers and the old-timers, for some reason, they don't have that attitude that Bruno Sammartino has. He's failed to kind of, like, waver in his attitude towards the way the game is now. And I think he's kind of sour on it. Like, it's kind of... It doesn't recognize him or acknowledge him, but I don't think that's the case at all. I think he needs to, in his old age, kind of ease up a little bit.
Okay, one more thing on pro wrestling before we get to the MMA and the MMA news from my man Slammin' Sammy Perez of ringtalk.com. Jerry the King Lawler, most famous for giving Andy Kaufman the pile driver on the David Letterman show about 20 years ago. He and Jackie Fargo, probably the two biggest stars in the history of Nashville, Tennessee wrestling, they're going to reunite on July 30th, I believe, as a tag team in All-Star Wrestling in the city. But who would think those two guys could wrestle? I think Fargo's got to be 60, 65, and Lawler's got to be close to 60.
Well, Lawler is 60. As a matter of fact, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm willing to say that he's about 62. The thing that scares me with some of these guys, I mean, Jerry the King Lawler, he gets in every once in a while here and there, and granted, they don't do anything too extraneous or too crazy. But you get a guy like Ric Flair, for example, who still pops up every now and then in the ring, and Ric Flair's got to be in his mid-60s. And the thing about it is, when Ric Flair gets in there, he's willing to take some of these crazy bumps.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous sometimes when some of these old guys get in there. And I understand their personalities, okay? That's fine and dandy. But when you start, you know, taking bumps in the ring, it's difficult to say, like, if and when your body's going to give out on you. And it gets me nervous sometimes when a guy like Ric Flair or Jerry the King Lawler gets in there, and some of these young guys, you know, while granted they're trained professionals, they get thrown over top of the ring or something. I don't know. Sometimes you wonder whether or not these guys are going to get up.
You know, within the last year, I see Ric Flair back slammed on the concrete floor. And at the age of 61 or 62 or wherever he was, that was just frightening to me. You should see me. I was shaking in my chair at home wondering if he was going to get up.
If he was 31, that'd be frightening. So I hear exactly what you're saying, Pedro. This is what I'm talking about. And it'd be a shame. It's bad enough that these guys don't know when to say, okay, I've had my moment as far as in the ring is concerned. But it'd be a shame with one of these great legends, you know, to have a tragedy in the ring.
Okay, now let's get to MMA news. You're my MMA news guy. What's new in the world of MMA?
Well, just to bring you up to speed, this weekend, Bellator bounces back with the second event of their summer series. It's going to feature the semifinals of their featherweight tournament, and there's a couple of great fights on there. The first semifinal features Nazareno Malajari versus Marlon Sandro. This is a kind of a South American civil war, as Malajari's from Argentina and Sandro's Brazilian. And then the other semifinal features Pat Curran versus Ronnie Mann. I'm predicting that the winner of that second semifinal fight between Curran and Mann will end up winning this tournament this summer. And then next week, of course, Strikeforce comes back, and that is the return of Fedor Emelianenko versus Dan Henderson in the main event.
Henderson, almost 40 years old, Fedor having lost a few of his last five fights. I don't know. Who wins that?
I'm picking Emelianenko. Other than the beatdown he took from Antonio Silva, I mean, all he did was get tapped out by Fabricio Verdum last summer within a minute, so he didn't sustain any injuries there. He did take a severe beatdown by Silva, but that was his only legitimate loss. And as far as Henderson is concerned, I mean, Fedor is a natural. I mean, outweighs him by like 30 pounds, so he should take this fight. Between you and I understand that he did lose in the tournament. From a business standpoint, I felt that once Overeem was out of the tournament, it wouldn't have hurt Strikeforce to put Fedor back in. However, they're bringing in Daniel Cormier, who was the official alternate in the tournament. He's only 8-0 as far as professional fights is concerned, to face Antonio Silva. I thought it would have been a better business move to put Emelianenko back in a rematch against Silva and put Cormier against Henderson, but that's neither here or there.
Yeah, Fedor probably didn't want that fight. I got less than a minute and a half left. What did you think of the story I wrote this week? There's a cancer growing on HBO Boxing. Did that make sense to you?
You know what, Pedro? I was kind of wondering, because when I read it this week, I wasn't sure about it. However, I heard the first part of your show, and once I heard you break it down, it did make sense to me. So, you know, I was a little on the fence when I first read it. However, you know, you broke it down thoroughly in the first segment of the show, so I understand where you're coming from.
Okay, so MTV2 has Bellator this week. What, Saturday? What time?
Saturday at 9:00, and then and I know that's going to conflict a little bit with the fight fans, the boxing fans this week, because Zab Judah is fighting Amir Khan. So you know, this is the perfect time to use that DVR and, you know, DVR one of the fights and catch the other one.
Okay, real quick, Amir Khan, 25-1, 17 KOs. Zab Judah, 41-6, 28 KOs. Who wins that in 20 seconds?
I thought you were going to ask me, Pedro, and I'm going to come strong. I know I'm going to be in the minority, but I'm picking Zab Super Judah in the upset. I think the experience, the southpaw, training with Pernell Whitaker, a renewed vigor, Zab Judah will take out Amir Khan this weekend.
Good enough, Slammin' Sammy. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Slammin' Sammy Perez of RingTalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Jerry, just let my boys harmonize here. Let them harmonize. This is the Tower of Power, folks. Vintage 2003, of course, Emilio Castillo wrote the song. The great Larry Braggs, a Northern California native as well. This is Emilio Castillo, came from Detroit to Northern California. Most of the Tower of Power guys are from Northern California. Anyway, Happy About That was written in 2003, of course, by the great Emilio Castillo. What a boxing fan he is. We'll have him on in the next couple of weeks. Well, my next guest is known on the internet. He's an internet phenom, folks. He's known as Mad Manny. Mad Manny Caballero, of course. And I have him as part of my Ring Talk crew at ringtalk.com. And tonight he joins us on the radio. And Mad Manny, are you mad?
No, I'm pretty happy.
Okay, pretty happy.
Pretty happy with that Antonio Tarver one.
Now that was a big upset. He wasn't supposed to be Danny Green. He went down to Australia. Danny Green had knocked out Roy Jones in the blink of an eye, and then Antonio Tarver beats him. And you were one of the few writers that came out and predicted that Tarver would win at the age of 42. Tell me why you made that bold prediction.
Well, when Tarver always comes in shape, he gives you a fight for your money. And I was looking at him for the last couple of weeks in the YouTube. Now, you know, with a computer nowadays, you can follow your fighters a little better than back in the days. And I saw him in shape. And when he comes in shape, you know, he could give you a run for your money. And that's what he did for Green. You know, hurt him early, took it to him. He even had a wobble. He didn't even know where he was towards the end of the fight.
Okay. So where do you think that puts Antonio Tarver at the age of 42 in the cruiserweight division? I mean, does that really make him the bona fide champion, or is he just one of those B or C guys?
Well, now in that, I think he could do better in that weight than heavyweight, because I know he did a fight in heavyweight where he didn't look that good.
Well, the last fight the last time he looked any good to me was in that Rocky Balboa movie back in about 5-6 years ago when he fought Rocky Balboa. He fought in that movie anyway. Ever since then, I thought his career has like been on a sleep downslide. But you say he's come back. He's working for Showtime now as a boxing announcer, and he comes back and he beats Danny Green in his own hometown down there in Australia. So I guess he deserves to have some mad props there.
Yeah, and when he comes to fight, you know, he brings it. You know, and I think always his worst enemy been himself. You know,
how about that big mouth of his?
That's another thing. But you know, people like that. Some don't like that. So they'll come. Controversy makes, you know, ring fans. So.
What I thought was sort of cool is when, you know, he and Roy Jones fought the first time, and Roy Jones got a very controversial 12-round decision over him. And in the second fight, just before they tapped gloves, and Roy was knocked out a few seconds later, but he said, "You got any excuses tonight, Roy?"
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. I'll never forget that night neither. Everybody thought Roy was invincible. And that night, you know, I made a few dollars on Antonio Tarver because I knew he was going to win.
Let me tell you a little secret about Roy Jones Jr. I was at the 1988 Olympic trials that were held here in Concord, California, at the Concord Pavilion. In fact, the only arena in which Pedro went undefeated in, and went 6-0 with like 3 knockouts. And that was the only arena in the entire Bay Area that I ever went undefeated in. I fought him more than once. Because I won 4 Golden Glove titles up here and 7 amateur titles and all. But anytime they told me I was fighting at the Concord Pavilion, I used to get all amped up for it because they used to give me Donna Summer's dressing room and all this kind of good stuff. So they treated me like gold out there. But at the 1988 Olympic trials, I had dinner with Sugar Ray Leonard. And Leonard said to me, I said, "So what's up, Ray? I mean, who's hot in this class here?" He goes, "Well, you know, I'm looking hard at Roy Jones, but he's got a glass jaw." So what are you talking about? He goes, "Man," he goes, "Roy got knocked unconscious in the gym by a sparring partner with 16-ounce gloves on." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No." He said, "The reason why he doesn't get his chin tested now, because he's so fast and he gets out of the way, his reflexes are so good." He goes, "But Pedro, sooner or later, somebody's going to catch him. It's going to be lights out." It took a few years, but when they did catch him, lights did go out because he got knocked out by that Russian a month ago, and I think he's been knocked out in 3 of his last 5 fights, hasn't he?
Yep. I remember when you said that. I heard you said that a while back, that Leonard had told you that. And it was true, and I know Johnny Ruiz must be mad at himself because that night he fought him, he didn't attack him like I think he should have.
Listen, Johnny Ruiz,
my God, if Johnny Ruiz would have attacked him, maybe he would have found out he had a
exactly
weaker jaw.
But I can't think of his name right now. It's really Howie Albert was a co-manager of people like Jerry Corey and Emil Griffith with Gil Clancy back in the day, okay? And he was handling some publicity for Don King and the John Ruiz-Roy Jones fight, and I asked him afterwards, I said, "Do you think that Johnny Ruiz left his stones at home?" He goes, "No, I think he has gallstones." I mean, Johnny fought like a girl that night. I mean, he should be ashamed of himself. I mean, I'll put it this way. There are certain fighters in which I've said to myself, and man, I just wouldn't show myself in public again after that. Like Michael Moore when he got knocked out against George Foreman. I think I would have taken a plane to Mars or done like Buster Douglas went and bought myself an island down there off Florida or something like that and just got away because, you know, that's the utmost in humiliation and embarrassment. But, you know, some fighters, they just don't have it. All they're interested is in making money. Therefore, they come back time and time again.
Yeah. And you, and once your abilities, your athletic abilities go, you got to depend on your chin. You know, that's why Muhammad Ali was, you know, great, because he had a good chin. Once his speed went, Roy's don't got it. So he should follow his own advice, which he was saying on the Lara fight, and retire is what I think.
Okay, what did you think of the decision between Arizandy Landa, Lara and Paul Williams a couple weeks ago? How did you have that fight scored?
This is what I think, man. And I looked at it a couple of times, and I couldn't even try to give Williams some rounds. Even the most I could have given maybe 7-5 to Williams. But there's a thing.
7-5 to Lara. 7-5 to Lara.
To Lara, right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, they say you score rounds by effective aggressiveness, clean punching, defense, and ring generalship.
Right.
And if you look at the defense, you know, the way Williams was throwing punches and missing at his punch output, out of 1,047, he connected 200 to like 530 to 224 from Lara. You know, I don't know what fight these judges were looking at.
So you think it's right they were suspended?
Oh, great. I think it's great. I think maybe that could set an example for these other judges. Because there was like three decisions, like the Celestino Caballero week before, the Luca Matisse, and Devin Alexander was also kind of like, you know, people weren't agreeing too much with it. So, you know, I think it's great.
Now in the
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I remember like the USC changing to the UFC in 31. They started putting some little monitors on the refs to look at, even though that night they didn't work that good, which was the first time. But I think they should try something like that with boxing. That way, if a judge can't see what's going in the other corner in that minute while they're working on the fighters, they should be looking at the monitor and scoring the round.
See, here's what's up. Here's where I'm in total agreement and somewhat disagreement with you. I think during that one-minute session, I don't think the judges should be looking at the fighters at all. I think they should be marking down their scorecards, how they saw the last round, okay, and then looking down. I really don't want them looking into each other's corner saying, oh, that guy's cut, or that guy's, or there's panic going on in that guy's corner, so he must be hurt. He must have been hurt by the last round, this and that. See, because I think
I meant the monitor, you know, like in UFC 131 with the Sean Carwin and Dos Santos, they started something new there too. And it was like a little monitor they had on the judges where they could see the fight better. And I was thinking maybe they should try that with boxing.
But didn't they try that, Sammy, didn't you bring that up? Didn't they try that with the young man from, I can't think of his name now, the guy from Fresno, California, and he lost a majority or a split decision on TV, and he said fighting was no longer fun. He was a second-generation fighter, and they had the judges' cam on this one guy, and he blew it?
Yeah, that was Dallas.
Mike Dallas.
On ESPN, you mean? Yeah.
Was it Mike Dallas?
Yeah, Mike Dallas on the ESPN night.
Yeah, Mike Dallas is a second-generation fighter, folks. 17-2, 7 KOs, but his dad wasn't a bad fighter either. They're both out of Fresno, California, down there in Raisinville, California is what I call it. But the bottom line is they had a camera on the back or right where in the same vantage point as the judge, and the judge had the fight wrong. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Now, New Jersey suspended these judges, okay, indefinitely. But don't you think some of the blame has to fall on the fact that Aaron Davis, the head of the New Jersey State Athletic Control Board, put guys judging this big main event, this big televised main event? I mean, they were green as guacamole, and they put them in there.
I agree that, you know, everybody should be held accountable.
I mean, Julie Letterman was available. Joe Pasquale was available. You could have bought Randy Newman, the referee out of retirement, Steve Weisfeld, one of my favorite judges, he was available. In other words, there were prominent judges available that night, but yet Aaron Davis wanted to go with these three rookies. Then the rookies end up coming up with a sour note, so he suspends them. When in all actuality, I think he should have been gangster slapped himself.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, who's going to win this fight, this week's fight between Amir Khan? He's 25-1, 17 KOs, and of course, Zab Judah, 41-6, 28 KOs. Who wins that one?
Well, I ain't a big fan of Amir Khan, but I do like Zab Judah, and Amir Khan kind of like is easy to get caught with a left, and I'm picking on Zab Judah.
Why is everybody going out on a limb? Why is everybody going out on a limb and picking a guy that was in the 1996 Olympic trials? I mean, he's been around a long, long time. I mean, he's got gray hair. If he isn't Jews and Just for Men, he's a freak of nature. But the bottom line is, I mean, my previous guest, Slammin' Sammy Perez, he thought that Zab Judah's going to win. I happen to give Zab Judah a hell of a shot. Why is it we diminish the abilities of Amir Khan? Is, in other words, Amir Khan spells his name M-A-I-R-K-H-A-N. I spell his name A space M-E-R space C-O-N. In other words, he's Amir Khan. Which one is right?
The second one. They're trying to sell us something that I think hasn't been tested right yet.
Okay.
Zab Judah have been tested. I think his experience, and if he takes it serious like he's saying it, he should give us a victory and prove us right.
He's got the great Pernell Whitaker in his corner. Of course, Pernell Whitaker, the champion in many divisions, the man that got robbed against Julio Cesar Chavez in that draw. And I'll never forget, I was watching that fight with Jack Tatum, formerly number 32. He's now deceased. He was the cornerback for the Oakland Raiders. He's the one that put the hit on Daryl Stingley and put Daryl Stingley out of commission permanently. But the bottom line is, they used to have a book on him, they call me Assassin. But I had given him the money. I had bet on Chavez, so I had given him the money. About the 11th round, they gave him the money. Then they announced the fight as a draw. So I went and had the stones to go and ask Jack Tatum for my money back. He said, "You got a lot of balls asking for your money back, man, when you know your guy lost." I said, "But they announced it as a draw. What am I supposed to do?" So he ended up giving my money back. But the bottom line is, we know that night that Pernell Whitaker won that fight.
Yes, I agree with you, too.
Okay. All the best all the best to my brother. One of your better radio appearances, and you're a great writer at ringtalk.com. I appreciate all your work.
Hey, all the best to you, Pedro, and thanks for the opportunity, man. You're the best, man, at what you do.
All right, the great Manny Caballero, folks, at ringtalk.com. We call him Mad Manny. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and Jack Tatum was a safety, not a cornerback, but the bottom line is he was the most feared defensive player in the game at one time. I'm talking about, they call him Assassin. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You ask me how well did he fight? I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. He punched good.
The words of Joe Frazier, 57 and a half minutes past hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. That was February of 1973. Joe Frazier appearing with Bill Cosby and Jack Benny on the Dick Cavett Show. Yeah, I think he realized that George Foreman was a hell of a fighter. Realized he turned down multi-millions of dollars in a rematch with Muhammad Ali because he didn't like Muhammad Ali. He beat him once, but he didn't like him, so he ended up taking on Foreman for like a tenth of the money and got his butt licked like a stamp. Straight up, $850,000 is what he took for that fight. He got licked like a stamp. Shame on you, Joe. Joe, you're not the smartest businessman in the world, and I still think you're a chump for asking people to pay for your autograph when you're up there at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. So you have my Joe Frazier rap right then and there. Our tentative guest for Saturday, and two guys are penciled in, tentatively, because I have not been confirmed yet. Antonio Tarver, the new world cruiserweight champion, who beat Danny Green down there in Australia this week. John Signorella, of course, one of our great writers, who's got the weekend in review up right now at ringtalk.com. He has promised me that he will have Antonio Tarver for Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And we'll also talk with Kevin Perry, KP, of course, one of my great writers at ringtalk.com and one of the webmasters. And Robert the Ghost Guerrero, he's going to headline that August 27th HBO show down there in San Jose, California, against Marcos Medina. That figures to be a hell of a fight, 140 pounds. But that is the main event, and those are our three guests for Saturday morning, 11 a.m., these same stations right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Until next week, I want to thank my producer tonight. I'm talking about the great Jerry Burke. I want to thank Lisa. I want to thank my Auntie Julie, my Uncle Lobo, my Uncle Paolo knocking on death's door. So the Fernandez family is not happy right now. We're in a bit of sadness and mourning, but hopefully that'll pass soon. Or they'll pass soon. They won't pass without too much pain, more pain. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But most importantly, don't forget, we're going to Facebook next week. Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.